Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Shabba!
Shabba!
Do it to me.
Shabba!
Do it to me.
Champion lover, go make it tonight.
Oh,
know it's gonna be alright. Oh, champion lover, night. Look at it now. If a big duck strolled in like 6'5".
No, we had duck.
Because I know you can get them in prison. You know.
Oh my
God. You're not never getting your new. I'll get mine.
So you're going to smoke Harry and avoid Daesh.
Community is growing, but it needs to continue to grow, like a fetus in the womb.
We still need more subscriptions, so please subscribe to our channel.
Hit that subscribe button now.
It's a Thursday, you know what that means. Therapy Crouch, Ask Us Anything is here.
Yes, I'm Peter Crouch.
And I'm Abby Clancy.
Welcome.
And you're Ross.
Let's go.
You are
okay.
Ross.
Hey guys, I'll get straight to it with this one. Would you rather fight one horse-sized duck or 100 duck-sized horses? 100 duck-sized horses. I wouldn't want to fight them. I'd want to keep them. That is so cute.
You'd put them in a little paddock, wouldn't you?
Mm-hmm. I'd love that.
What, 100 little horses? Yeah, that would be quite nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that'd be beautiful.
I think you could contain them, couldn't you? But what if they all just ran in here now? Wouldn't
yeah.
be nice, would it?
If they wanted yeah, aggressive little mini horses, yeah, it wouldn't
still
be
still got the kick, haven't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, but...
And a big horse teeth. Mind you, one horse-sized duck.
I love ducks, but not horse-sized
duck. Imagine a big 17-hand duck. No. Good now.
No. I'm going to go for the 100 little...
You'd duck fight them
horses.
Though. You've got to fight
I'm
them.
I'm not fighting any of them. I will tame them.
You have to absolutely volley them every
No, I will tame them.
I will tame them. You get volleyed everywhere.
No, I'll
They're
tame them.
They're aggressive little things. They can jump and everything.
They'd but not that high.
Biting at you, nibbling you. Oh.
No.
They're not small ducks. They're not that small.
Mm-hmm.
Ducks are not that big.
Them, you get your ass whipped.
That's a chance I'll take. You know, I'll get like a little sheepdog in to like...
That round them up.
Mm.
But they're horses, aren't they? Be quick.
What about you, Pete? What are you going for? The dog?
I don't fancy the big
big duck.
I think I'll take my chances with the 100 little things. That massive duck stole it.
That'd be awful.
You imagine?
I'm not picturing this indoors. I'm picturing this outdoors.
I'm just thinking it now. I mean, if a big duck stole in like 6'5".
No, we had our own ducks. We hatched our own ducklings.
Oh, wow.
And they were beautiful, but they poo everywhere. Like, so I can't imagine what 100 a giant duck's poo would be like.
Can't imagine, yeah.
No, thanks. Okay, hi, Pete and Abby. My boyfriend is a footballer, part-timer. And when we first got together, I used to get so sad when he was training Tuesday and Thursday nights and then away at games all Saturday. However, now we're 3 years deep, Saturday is the highlight of my week. I can't wait for some time with my girls. The dilemma is now the off-season is coming. Abby, when Pete was off football, how did you not kill him? Because I can't cope with the overwhelming energy when I'm so used to Saturdays being a sanctuary. Alicia. I hate being away from you. And that's...
Yeah, you've always been like that.
We actually argue more when Pete's away.
Mm.
Bizarrely. Or when he was away.
Yeah, we do. Well, we did, yeah. Or do.
Because you were like annoyed at him for being away?
No, just we didn't like to be apart. Still don't.
Kind of like bickered when I was away, yeah. It's kind of better when I'm here, isn't it?
Yeah. It's not just me, though.
I know, yeah. It's me as well.
But
you, I could never see you going. If I said to you, right, I'm going away Tuesday, Thursday and Saturday, you wouldn't be happy with that.
No. No.
And how would you cope with me being home? You, like, you, if I'm home the weekend, you're happy, aren't you?
Because we're so busy in the week, I love our weekends.
Yeah.
They are good now. Like, if I'm not doing football.
If you're not, oh, you're working this weekend.
I am, yeah. But if I'm not, it's, I feel like it's so much longer. Like,
yeah.
You know, because obviously Friday, like, I might play golf on a Friday, have a few beers down at the golf club, whatever. And then I've got this whole Saturday, Sunday, and I feel like it feels long, doesn't it? It feels good. And it's nice, a nice family weekend.
Mm.
Quite enjoying them.
Yeah.
Wholesome.
Good. Wholesome.
Mm.
Now Ab's got a new Mo Gawdat outlook.
Yeah.
Glass half full. It's much better. Right. Hi, Abby and Pete. Me and my boyfriend absolutely love the podcast and think it's so funny and relatable. However, we want to know if it's Shabba with a B or Shava with a V. I'm convinced that it's Shabba. And it sounds like Abby says Shabba too, whereas my boyfriend is adamant it's Shava.
It's from the song, Mr. Loverman.
Because
Shava.
If it comes from a song, then I think Peter says it like Shava. Please could you settle this debate for us? We have decided that whoever is wrong has to pay for the next date night.
These are obviously Chiara from children, because they don't know the song.
Shabba, it's beer.
Well, listen to Mr. Loverman. Is it Shabba Ranks who sings it?
Mr. Loverman. Shabba.
I think Shabba Ranks, isn't it?
It's not Shava.
It's definitely not Shava. Anyway, it's Shabba.
Do you know we played that game where we had to swap out Love and Half and Knob? That was one of the ones that loads of people sent us. Mr. Knobberman.
Mr. Knobberman.
It's Shabba?
Shabba.
Who sings it?
Yeah, Shabba Ranks. Who sings it? It's the song anyway. Shabba. Shabba.
Do it to me. Shabba. Do it to me.
Champion lover, go make it tonight.
Oh. You know it's gonna be alright.
Oh. Champion lover. Night. Champion tune. Lover.
This song makes Shabring seem okay.
I used to have this in the locker.
I can tell.
Yeah, Chiara
Mr. Lover,
Reading.
Mr. Lover, man, and Mr. Lover, Mr. Lover, Shabba.
What's with the middle finger?
That one, the double.
Disgusting.
What would you do?
That.
Oh, that one's fine, is it? That one penetrator.
Babe.
It's the double.
He's going for double the fun.
Extra penetrator.
Vile.
Double the fun. a double Shabba is much better than a single Shabba, surely.
It's Shabba.
Shabba.
Shabba, not Shava.
They obviously don't know the song. They must be too
young.
Well,
there you go. Listen to that tonight. You're absolute belter. And every time he says Shabba,
you know what to do.
If the world's population could no longer sneeze, how long would it take you to realise, Katie?
What a question that is.
Where the fuck do people get these questions?
She's thought of that, like, for ages. I don't think you would realise, for ages. I think you'd go, God, I haven't sneezed for ages.
Yeah, you'd say it about yourself, but then you wouldn't notice.
You wouldn't notice.
I actually haven't sneezed for ages. I love sneezing.
I love sneezing.
I'd know, I would notice quickly because Pete's...
God, I do a lot of sneezing.
Pete's got hay fever. Pete's got hay fever. So he's coughing and spluttering and sneezing like the whole summer. So I'd be like...
If I forget to have like a little tablet.
Mm.
So I'd notice.
Well, I'd notice as well because I wouldn't be doing that.
I hate it when other people sneeze though.
Mm.
Do you keep your sneezes in or do you let them out?
Depends if I'm in public or alone.
Yeah, you can't let them out in public, can you?
No. Alfie was on the tube the other day and a woman sneezed and he felt it all land on his face. And then he got so, like 3 days later, he was so ill.
Oh, fuck me.
It's disgusting, isn't it?
It's so grim.
I think you should, because they teach the kids in school to cough into their arm, like not into their hands, because then the germs goes on the hands and then they're touching something, so they cough.
That's quite clever.
Yeah, cough and sneeze into the elbow.
Yeah, interesting.
But you're saying pretty quick, his answer. So he's nice with kids as well. If your kids weren't sneezing and stuff like that, I think you'd clock it.
Mm. I don't think you would clock it like if you continued to sneeze but the rest of the world didn't, I don't think you'd ever notice.
No, you wouldn't.
All right. Hey, Abby and Pete. I'm a 16-year-old amateur football player from the sunny city of Brisbane, Australia. Brisbane, Australia. And like every other aspiring footballer my age, I hope to one day be lucky enough to sign a professional contract. But with being waist deep into my senior year of high school, I have to consider if I'll be one of the 0.5% who get lent the right opportunities to kick it for a pro side. Abby and Pete, as professionals in each of your respective fields of work, when did you have your I just might be able to do this for a living moment? Love the podcast, Liam.
Over to you.
I think obviously you all have, you have hopes and dreams as a kid the whole way through. I think signing for a professional club at 14, you know, when I was still at school, a 2-year contract, like kind of associate school, but it wasn't until 16. I knew I had a chance, but I still didn't think. You never know. Mm. 16, even when I signed my first professional contract, didn't think. It was only when I played, when you play that first game and I scored my first goal.
And do you think 16 is late to not be signed?
No, I think when you, like, especially if you're
wasn't
in,
Ian Wright? Ian Wright didn't play till he was 26.
We were going through it the other day, like Troy Deeney, Charlie Austin, Ian Wright, like you say, Stuart Pearce. I had time non-league. But yeah, I mean, they get picked up. Lots of players have been picked up later.
Vardy,
yeah. And especially when you're in Australia, you know, if you can get in and play when you're young, you can still get picked up by a you know, Premier League club or a Championship club, whatever. But, you know, Australia's got a good league now, so hopefully you can get involved in that, the A-League.
And I'm a kind of person is to, you know, always follow your dreams and don't give up.
Yeah.
I think if you give up, what's the point? You should always have that mentality that, you know, it could, anything can happen.
I think this, you know, I think Liam's got a nice outlook on it. He knows, he understands that 0.5%, you know, get the opportunity to go professional out of the people that play. So I think as long as you've got that mentality, but you give it everything, you have the opportunity to be successful. Hopefully you're lucky, hopefully you're good enough.
We were talking about this last night. It's like having that mentality at a young age to not do what your friends are doing, like going out, you know, kissing girls and drinking alcohol and going to clubs. You know, if you can stay focused at that young age where it's critical, and it's a critical point to whether you make it or not. Obviously, there's other factors, but staying committed.
That's always been my outlook on it. I was very dedicated.
That's hard to do.
Hard when all your mates are doing one thing and you go the other way. It's so hard to kind of, you know, especially with kids, they follow the pack. It's like we all want to do what everyone else is doing because you don't want to stick out. So to go when everyone's going this way,
I was never like that.
Well, you know, I stayed at home. I didn't go to parties. I was like, I want to be a footballer. I was just so dedicated to doing that.
Mm.
And I think it's a hard thing to do between 16 when you're impressionable.
Yeah, because it's easy 21. To do when you're an adult, isn't it?
Yeah,
easy. Because
but like as a kid, when all your friends are going out, you're like, oh.
Stick with it, Liam, and keep messaging us. Let us know how you get on.
Yeah, and good luck.
Mm.
Try your best. That's all you can do. Have you ever been to Australia? And please don't ever try to do an Aussie accent again.
Oh my God, Laura. Just did one.
Australia?
I literally just did one.
No, Australia's definitely on my bucket list.
Really?
Yeah.
100%.
Really?
Are you not?
No.
What? That's one of the places that I like want to go the most.
Like getting a bit old to go to Australia though?
No, you don't have to backpack and all that. I just get to go and stay in a hotel.
Not backpacking.
Just get yourself on Bondi Beach.
Straight yourself. You look like a Bondi Beach babe.
I absolutely do. I don't want to go to Australia because the girl's too hot. I'm
bang up for it.
What do you want to go for? I'd
love to. The whole thing, I think it's just like the Great Barrier Reef looks just absolutely sensational. you know, I'd like to go and see kind of like going the outback. There's so many things. I want to go to New Zealand.
I'd like to go to Fiji, a koala sanctuary.
You know, all around that kind of that kind of area.
Our John went to New Zealand, said it was just incredible. It's the best place I've ever been
I've heard a few people say
the
same thing.
The Whitsunday Islands, is
it? I'd love to go.
It's supposed to be absolutely incredible. And Melbourne, a friend of mine just went to Melbourne recently, just said it's just one of the best cities for everything. And they've all got like great sporting events there, haven't they, as well? Do some of those.
I think just having nice weather.
That's the biggest attraction, isn't it?
And the weather, yeah, of course. And also, they, you know, it feels like they're cut. The people are quite
chilled.
English.
Yeah.
You know, not that I don't like other cultures, you know what I mean? I want to go abroad and experience all cultures, but I think you could fit in pretty easy there, you know what I mean? It's like... Right, snog, marry, avoid for both Peter and Abby. This is from Holly. Ross has got them.
Yeah, so Abby, you've got three football managers. So you've got Sean Dyche, Harry Redknapp, Tony Pulis.
Snog?
Well, I like all three of those managers as people.
Mm.
I'm just deciding whether to snog Harry Redknapp or Tony Pulis.
Oh, yeah.
Or marry them.
But you're definitely avoiding Dyche.
Yeah. I love Sean Dyche as well, but Harry or Tony might be...
Like a better husband. Or a better kisser.
There's no way around this without offending someone.
Yeah, I don't think he'll be offended, to be fair.
Yeah. I love Sean Dyche. If it could be... I don't know.
Go on. Snog, Tony Pulis or Harry Redknapp? Come on.
Tony Pulis is really kind, isn't he? So he'd be like a nice husband and Harry Redknapp's fun.
Oh, so you just want to have a...
Also
little
be a
kiss
nice
of Harry, then, do you?
No, I mean, also be a good. It's the husband.
Okay, yeah.
It's the marry thing that's.
Tony Pulis is very family orientated.
I'm going to marry Tony.
Okay,
yeah.
I'm going to. Because I don't.
So you're going to snog Harry Redknapp and avoid Dyche? <Yeah.
laughs> You said it, not me. Okay.
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 Happy with that, are you?
Well, not really, because I like all of them.
Okay, Pete, you've got Coronation Street characters. So you've got Sally, the barwoman, Deirdre Barlow, or Rita.
Oof. Yeah. Deirdre.
Rita was fit when she was younger.
Yeah. Deirdre could be a bit pain in the arse.
Yeah,
a bit
she
of a gossip
be.
As well.
Avoid. There's no doubt about it.
I'd avoid Deirdre. I'd marry Rita and I'd snog Sally.
Yeah, Sally would be a bit too miserable to be married to.
Yeah.
Like, Rita's like, glad.
She's marriage material.
Yeah.
Marriage material.
All right, great. Glad we got through that one. How do you get your kids to listen? My kids will just say no to me and I can let it go at times. When it comes to things like brushing of teeth, which I do, I'm facing a 20 to 30 minute battle with my 4-year-old every night. Mm-hmm. Any advice will do. Thanks. Love the pod from Sonny Lanzarotti. That's from Laurie.
Laurie, you've wrote into the wrong podcast because this is the battle I have every single day. And because the three little ones, if I tell them to do something, they gang up together and say no and run away from me. You know, that's why last night was such a breeze because I was like, oh my God, they're doing the homework, they're eating the dinner.
Mm.
You know, just to get them to sit down and eat. Like Johnny's doing this thing where it's like standing up eating his dinner.
Yeah,
it drives me mad.
That really annoys me.
And in a restaurant, it's like, can I have your phone? Can I have your phone?
He stands up, yeah. I don't know why he does it. He's the only one that does it. I don't know why he does that. And I go mad at him for it. If you don't stand up when we're eating dinner, everyone sits down.
Mm-hmm.
And brushing your teeth, it's like, my God, why do kids hate it so much?
Mm.
Like, it's the first thing I do. Open my eyes, brush my teeth.
Yeah. Got to, haven't you?
Mm-hmm. So I haven't got the answer.
Yeah.
If anyone...
Yeah, they're better for me.
I know, which is not fair.
Laurie, get yourself a pizza.
Yeah. You're one of me. They do listen bizarrely. I don't know what it is. Just an aura of discipline.
Shut up. You really annoyed me saying that.
What? They do. They do listen.
No, because nothing is, like, important to you. Like homework and stuff like that, it's not important. So you do, and you also don't get stressed out when they're all being naughty. and I do.
Take a leaf out of my butt. I think it'd help you.
Become unstressable.
I do get stressed. I do.
You don't?
I'd not as much as you, definitely not.
Hi, Pete and Ab. Just wanted to say, love the pod, especially when I'm in public laughing my head off and everyone's watching me. My question for the two of you is, what is your funniest memory? Keep making episodes, Jasmine. Oh my God, we've got so many.
So many funny ones over the years, isn't there? But can you think of one now?
I think one of your funniest memories was when Herman...
Oh, it's my best, my favourite moment.
..drove the scooter up the wall.
Oh. You are.
Have you not heard this? No. Oh, fucking hell, mate. I swear to you, I can't breathe this day. We're in San Francisco, and I used to take my mates away every year. Yeah. And we thought, oh, we'd get little mopeds and we'll go around like Bay Area and we'd go,
yeah,
you know, just investigate San Francisco. And we did it, and we went in and the guy said, look, have you been on these before? There was a little courtyard next to the shop. And he said, you've been on these before? And I was like, yeah, done this before, no worries. And he said, oh, just have a little scoot around this courtyard. And I'm not joking, right? I said, you sure, Herm? You've been on one of these, yeah? He said, yeah, no worries. Oh, fuck. he's done that and tried to break at the same time. So he's gone, whoa! He's got off, right? He's gone up the wall, right? So he shot off and he went, whoa! He's trying to break, but he still had the accelerator on. Went up the wall. It landed on his back. The bike landed on him. The petrol started gushing out all over his knee. It was cut to ribbons. Get it off me! Get it off! It's gonna blow up. Me and Greg, right, my mate. I was going. I could not breathe with laughter. The man was going, oh my God. Oh, anyway, he stitched us up, so the fella let us take bikes in the end, but they were the fast ones. He gave us these other ones with baskets on them.
I can't believe he let you take them after all that.
Oh mate, honestly, he was when it was, so after me and Greg, we couldn't even, I mean, I was gone. Yeah. I could not stop laughing. Me and Greg were just making each other laugh. And then anyway, he went back in, looked through the little door. So I had to come back in because I was laughing so much. Came back in and I saw him through the door and he was getting like treatment. Fella was dabbing down his blood, putting plasters on, stitching him back up.
God,
I could. That's my funniest moment.
That reminds me of the in between us when he's like, well, left to go, right to stop, yeah. And then he just fucks it.
Yeah,
up.
It's very in between us.
We were like in between us.
I've got so many memories. I can't even think. I've got too many.
Mm. They're only together that we just, when we put wigs on in Barcelona was one of my favorites.
That was funny.
Yeah, we had a night, we had a day in Barcelona, we put wigs on.
We spoke about that before.
I know, but just reiterating, it was a very funny day.
Good.
Oh, God. It just makes me... Sorry, but I just that get so very excited funny story, when I hear that story again. Fucking hell.
Death Row Meals, including our Rosses.
Death Row Meals. You got one?
Not stop me out. Maybe a lasagna.
Ugh.
What?
Lasagna?
I like a lasagna.
That's basic.
Like a spinach and ricotta one. Like a proper lasagna.
Homemade?
Yeah. Like
who makes
one.
That?
A little bechamel, spinach, ricotta, a little ragu.
As if.
I'm a good cook.
Oh, yeah.
Interesting.
No, starter, main, dessert.
Starter, you got to have like spicy prawns, I think. Mm. Maybe a chorizo in them. Be like gamba, you know, like gamba spilpil.
Yeah.
I think I'd have that as my starter.
Sounds like eel.
A heel, yeah.
Sounds like eel.
Nice. I'd have a soup to start.
I'd have a soup.
Obviously.
Would you?
I love a soup, man. I'm like crusty, warm bread.
Mm. Oh my God. I've got the best butter that is to die for that I've just got. M&S French salted butter.
Good.
Oh my God. It's like got salt crystals on, but you've never tasted anything like this. You've never tasted anything like this butter in your life. And you could just eat, you could literally spoon it and eat it. But I really want to make my own bread.
Mm. It's meant to be quite easy bread, you know, as well.
I asked you to get me a bread maker, didn't I?
Focaccia.
Yeah, well, you asked for
I'm
a
pasta
not a, maker,
I'm not a focaccia-y kind of gal.
Aren't you?
I like a crusty...
You said pasta.
I want a pasta maker and a bread maker.
Mm.
Yeah, that'd be good, that.
What are you going for mains?
I'd go for a soup, maybe a mushroom, creamy mushroom soup or a broccoli and Stilton soup.
Oh,
with a homemade, warm, crusty bread with this butter on it.
Mm.
Main.
Would you not have like a roast, like a lamb or beef roast dinner?
Why does everyone say roast dinner for me?
Because that's all you go on about.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
I can't believe that. Why?
Roger
Cody. Like, yeah, you always say it.
It's probably one of the only things I can make good, that's why.
What would you have?
A lot of Chinese.
See, one of my favourites is like a paella, like a nice big paella.
Yeah.
It really annoys me how much you love rice. I hate rice. I hate rice.
It really annoys her that I like rice.
Oh, no. I don't know why, but when you ask for rice, I'm like, no.
Why does that?
Not having it.
Do you know what's so funny about it? She won't even do it for me. I have to do it myself.
I like rice.
The only rice I like is egg fried.
Mm.
I'm not that type of person to have a piece of chicken with some rice on the side.
Yeah, if you have like a nice, if it's nicely done, it's so nice.
Just rice with curry sauce is nice as well.
What?
Rice with curry sauce.
Yeah.
Rice chips and curry sauce, off and off and curry sauce.
Yeah, that's nice.
That's nice.
It's good.
Oh, curry chip balm.
Oh, yeah.
I remember once being out late when I was pregnant. I thought I was going to die in the car because I needed to eat. Like, pregnant women will know how I feel. Yeah. You have to eat. When you've got to eat, you've got to eat. Mm. I was like half an hour late picking the kids up because I went and got a curry chip balm from the chippy on the way. And then I was like, I'm so sorry. Like, oh, curry.
That's
like,
making me hungry now.
I know.
I'd like curry and chips now.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. Big time.
Just dip them in the curry now. Oh.
And dessert?
Sunday, a homemade Victoria sponge with the most perfect buttercream. Oh, I'm a big fan of a tiramisu.
Oh, yeah, tiramisu.
And then an Irish coffee. And what about you?
I just have one of them little treacle puddings, I think.
The microwave ones?
Yeah. You're the best ones.
And an Uncle Ben's microwave rice. Yeah.
And a free Bentos pie.
Because I know you can get them in prison. You know? Yeah.
Oh, God.
You're not never getting your dinners. I'll get mine.
Would you rather a pet fox or a pet otter? Anon. Oh, I love baby foxes and I love baby otters. My son went on a school trip.
Oh, I honestly just, bro, that's not a normal question. Pet fox or a pet otter? I don't know. Our foxes are a bit fucking hard. You've seen them like when they I remember we had loads around where
they've
I grew
got barbed penises.
Yeah, you know when that noise they make?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
See that noise?
It's hard when you meet. It's horrible, isn't it?
Oh, my God.
Otters are cute, aren't they?
Mm, otters are lovely. Mm. And they snuggle.
Mm.
They snuggle each other in the, like a baby, a mummy otter. A mum otter. I watched.
No, he's getting lubed up for a baby otter sanctuary outside. That's why.
I watch otter videos on Instagram.
Mm.
Like baby otters, mummy otters lie on the back and like snuggle the little baby ones. It's so cute.
Don't they mate for life as well?
Do they?
Mm.
They're a bit wet though, aren't they? Do you know what I mean? Like, you wouldn't want an otter coming to the house, would you? Shaking water everywhere.
Mm. Good point.
Do you know what I mean? If you have it as a pet, remember, you'd have to get a little pond for it.
God, you just go in the pool.
You have it in the bath.
Yeah.
What did we go for there? What did you go for? Fox
I think
or otter?
I'm saying otter.
No, I'd say otter.
Otter, thank you.
They are lovely.
Mm.
Although, in
Longleat,
the otter's the most dangerous animal there.
No way.
It is the giant otter.
It's a hippo.
No, the giant otter is the most vicious creature they've got there.
No.
At Longleat.
Are you sure?
Yeah. So it'd have to be a miniature otter.
Mm.
Mm, I'm certain.
God.
Okay. Right. If you could go on any TV games / quiz or reality TV show, which one would it be? Jeff. Takeshi's Castle.
What a throwback.
I've always wanted to go on that.
Yeah, that's a great shout.
I always wanted to do the Crystal Maze.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're good ones, then.
They are.
The chase or sort of. Yeah.
Fun House.
Oh, that was the
don't
original.
Remember that.
Oh, yeah.
Fun House with Pat.
Prizes to be won.
Did you watch it when you were a kid? Funhouse.
I don't think so.
With them twins with Pat Sharp.
No, he's too young. Pat Sharp.
Google Funhouse, you'll die.
Oh, mate.
Really?
Yeah. What? I mean, that would be.
Pete wants to go just for the twins.
Oh, yeah, you remember the twins.
They're lovely twins.
It was great, the Funhouse.
God, they'll be about 60 now, them twins. Can you believe that? They must be. They must have been 20 on that.
Yeah, that's true. Should we Google them?
Yeah.
Get the twins off.
That's them back in the day there with Pat Sharp, some Barnett pad. Who's this here? There they are, look.
Let's see. I can't see.
What's getting so aggressive for? My phone.
Let's see.
She can see you drilling over them.
I know, yeah.
And that's them there. Didn't look old.
But how old is that picture? No.
Don't get jealous of the Funhouse twins.
I'm not. I'm jealous of Pat Sharp's hair.
Pat Sharp's hair is phenomenal. Mm. But yeah, I mean, that Funhouse was phenomenal. That and Wipeout would be quite good, I reckon.
Oh, the one with the big red balls?
In the water.
Yeah, that would be fun. Yeah.
Yeah.
Crystal Maze is good. At the end, he's getting that money. The dome.
Yeah.
But even Gladiators, like the Travelator and all that, like it would have been fun to do. Yeah.
Ninja Warrior is a bit of a stretch. I wouldn't go on Ninja Warrior.
No.
You'd get exposed on that, wouldn't you?
What quiz show would you go on?
It's like a proper pump on me. Yeah. Harsh on to do it.
Is that Rochelle's show?
Yeah. I think she presents it. Yeah. With Chris Kamari used to do it as well.
Okay.
Quiz show, it's got to be The Chase.
Yeah. Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? It'd be good though.
Or
Deal or No Deal is quite good as well, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
I don't like the fact that Deal or No Deal is just pure luck though. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I like the fact that you
Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
It's on you.
It's good.
I'd be like that.
Charles Ingram.
Yeah.
All right, last one. Would you rather date an attractive alien or an attractive AI bot?
Alien.
I don't know if an alien is a bit like squeaky. No, I just don't like what my interpretation of an alien is, like a squeaky skin, rubbery.
Yeah.
Slimy.
I don't know. Slimy, I would say slimy.
Rather like a kind of robot, which is...
Quite like robots. I'm going to go for robot.
Thank God. I'll go alien.
I'd go alien just because I'd like to know what's out there, just for the goss. Do you know what I mean? Robot, it's only going to tell you what
you know. I think if you're dating one as well, you could, you know...
Take me to your place.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's go back to yours.
Take me for a ride on your spaceship.
Be the first mooner.
Excellent.
All right, ask us anything. We like them, don't we?
No, we do. It's thought-evoking and it's fun.
Yeah, it's good fun.
Good fun.
All right. See you next time.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.